I'm just taking Augustine, who talked about how every person desires happiness, Aquinas, who says it is impossible for a person not to desire to be happy, Pascal, the French mathematician and philosopher and Christian, who said all men seek happiness. It is the reason all men do whatever they do, whether one goes to war or stays home from war. It is with the motive of being happy. All men seek happiness, even those who hang themselves. So the idea is the person who hangs himself is trying to get away from unhappiness. He's trying to become more happy. But what I want to do is take that and then take that with what is the proper object of our happiness? God has wired us for happiness. God has made us to want to be happy. That's a good thing. God is the one sole central object and source of happiness. And then everything else in life, if you get it straight with God as the source, he's the fountainhead, the stream from which all the lower streams flow, then you can look at 1,000 secondary reasons for happiness as long as you tie them back to the primary that they come from. So now you can get really happy from an animal realizing they're created by the hand of God. You can get really happy with a person, a wife, a child, grandchildren, realizing they're not the reason for your existence. They're not the purpose. They are not the ultimate source of happiness, but they are a gift of a happy God who has intended them for your happiness. So our problem isn't that we want to be happy. God made us to want to be happy. Our problem is that we keep looking for happiness in the wrong places.